Perek Beis. After Koheles explained in Perek Aleph that even looking for Chachma wasn't good, so now he starts talking about indulging in Gashmias. He starts off this Perek, and that's really the theme of the Perek, of indulgence. Zokter Omarti Ani Belibi, that's how he starts the Perek. I said to myself, L'chono anascho b'simcha. So it's interesting, the Targum makes this into a more of a philosophical decision. Not stam, let me have a geshmak of time. He says, Omarti Ani Belibi, Eizal Ka'an V'avchein B'chedvo. So far it means whatever the pasuk reads, meaning let me go and I'll check out chedvo is happiness. Ve'echzei b'tuv o'al mohadei. And I'm going to indulge in olam hazeh. Basically he made a decision. In his mind, let me try this. Rashi also says like that. Rashi says, hoyil v'cheinu, since as he ended in the last perek, that b'roiv chochma, roiv kas, the Yosef Das, Yosef Machoiv, meaning the Chochma wasn't giving him satisfaction. So Esek B'mishtah Tomet. So let me indulge. And of course he goes on, this is also worthless. And that's how the parak continues. He goes through everything that he had. Higdalti, Bonisibotim, Kromim, Pardesim. He goes through all of his Bechines, checking out Breches Mayim, Avodim, Shvoches, Kesev, Ezov, V'godalti, V'esavti, Mikosh, Oyel, Fanai, B'Yerushalayim. So Eliyahu Dessler, in his Michtav Eliyahu, he touches a little bit upon this idea. But basically this parak is where Shlomo Melech says, I tried out Olam Hazeh, and there's nothing to be had. There's nothing to be had. It doesn't help. Rav Eliyahu Dessler deals with a very interesting philosophical question. He says, "Takin azoyis." He says, "Look at olam hazeh. People who are only involved in olam hazeh are miserable. Are generally miserable. The happy, put it this way, the happy people in the world that have olam hazeh, it's only because they also have something spiritual, whether it's ruchnius, what we call ruchnius, or they're having nachas from the kinder." Even goyish and achas from the kinder. They have something else. If their whole life is around money, they're miserable. And he goes through barichas, that it's not even shaykh to get satisfied from olam hazeh. It's the teva, the metzias. It's not shaykh to get satisfied. Truth is, Maril Diskins has a very similar idea about loisachmet. He says that we find that even though the Rambam says that loisachmet is part of gzeilah, right, it's part of stealing, especially the way the Rishonim Paskin. You know, we're used to, when we're growing up, we always hear the question of Devin Ezra, how can you tell somebody not to be jealous? You're jealous. How can you not be jealous? So, you know, the famous Marshall with the Devin Ezra, with the farmer, the peasant, the Bas Malachim, famous. But the truth is, the way most of the Rishonim learn Lois Achmed, the whole question is not a question. Because the way most of the Rishonim learn and the way it's Paskin in the Choshe Mishpat, you're not over Lois Achmed. If you see somebody has a nice thing, nice house, nice car, nice plane, nice boat, and you want it, you're not over Lois Achmed. You're only over Lois Achmed if you actually work and accomplish to get it. So you're not over. Maybe Lois Isave, and even Lois Isave is a very, very strong level of desire. It's not just, oh, it's a nice thing, you'd like to have it. It's many steps past that. So much so, that in the Tziv Mivalozhin, he asks, how could it be Lo Sachmar Eishes Reach? You can't marry your friend's wife, even if you would try to, it's not Chal. You can't acquire your friend's wife. So how could it be Lo Sachmar Eishes Ish? That's the Netziv's Kasha. In Parshas Yisroi, the Netziv asks for a question. How could you have leisachman on Eish Ezeish? You're only able leisachman if you actually get the item that you want. So he says an interesting pshat. Definitely a tremendous chiddush. He learns the case of leisachman Eish Ezeicha is where a guy wants to marry his friend's wife. So what does he do? He makes them shalom bayis problems. He tells his friend bad things about his wife. She's terrible. Why would you stay with such a person? And he accomplishes that his friend divorces his wife. And then he marries her. That's the case of leisachman. That's the netziv. It's big chiddush. It's not the way I don't think anybody would read the pasuk. Leisachman eish ezeicha. But that's how he teaches. But the Maril Diskin asks, why isn't leisachman also an isser on a goy? If it's part of gzeila, so there should be leisachman. A goy should also have leisachman. He talks about this. And the Maril Diskin says, you can't make a leisachman on a goy. Because it's impossible for them not to have chemda. Because every human being has a nature of chemda. It's part of the name, part of the beast. It's the name of the beast, chemda. Once the Eibishter gave us the Torah, he gave us an option of having chemda for other things, for spiritual things, for the better things in life. And therefore he could say, you know what? The Eibishter didn't say leisachman. He said leisachman eishes reyachon. Be a chomet. You can't be a person without chemda. Every person has chemda. It's the name of the beast. We are a species of chemda. That's our nature. Once the Eibishter gave us a Torah, basically he gave us a substitute. Instead of being chomet, he gave us something new. To have chemda for. Substitute chemda. Parosi Yetzirah, Parosi Torah Tavlin. Right, it's this week's parasha. Chisei Tzirah Mocham Al Yivech. The Zohar says it's the Yetzirah. Vishavisa Shivya means use that desire for good things. Doesn't say kill the Yetzirah. No place do Chazal say kill the Yetzirah. You know why? Because every human being has the Yetzirah. That's who you are. Killing the Yetzirah would mean committing suicide. Can't commit suicide. That would be the only way to kill the Yetzirah. Instead, the Eibishter says, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I gave a Torah which can spice it, which can direct it, where you could take those desires and use them positively. That's the Yesod. That's why it says in the Parasha, Kisei Tzal Mocham Al Yevecha says, Desire HaKadosh, Keneged the Yetzirah, Vishavisa Shivya. Capture him. Meaning, don't kill him. Capture the Yetzirah. Use it properly. Use it properly. Chaim's also Bal Taiva. Chaim's Bal Taiva is Nocham Ol Tashas Bavli Yerushalmi. That's his Taiva. Rabbi Aryeh Levine was also a big Bal Taiva. Bal Taiva was to do a chesed with another Jew. That was his Bal Taiva. It's good to Taivas. So Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler asks, if Gashmius can't give satisfaction, why the Eibishter created for? That's his philosophical question. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, I went to check. That's what this whole perek is about. I went to check. Is there a way to get satisfaction from Olam Hazeh? Is there a way? Trump, right? Maybe I could get my own plane, I could get my own hotel, I could get my own golf course, I could get my own, everything mine. Maybe I can get satisfaction. So Shlomo HaMelech tells us, not Shaykh. Frekav Eliyahu Dessler. So why the Eibishter create something that can't give you satisfaction? Is that right? Basically, it's like a tease. Basically, the Eibishter created a whole world that teases you. It's a tease. So what's pshat? The Eibishter created a world that's there to tease. What's the pshat in them? That's Rebbe Leo Dessler's question to Leveli. He says, what's Michtav Melio? That's the Michtav Melio's question. So he makes a moshel. He says, imagine a guy, he makes a real bash, huge party, married off one of his kids. His birthday party. It doesn't make a difference why. He made a beautiful bash. Mamish, the party had everything there. A bar with all the gewaldige wines and liquors. Carving stations with meats. Sushi stations. Mamish, kol tov. Everything that you could possibly want. Okay? One guy comes in there. He walks in there at 7 o'clock when the party starts. Party ends at 11. He doesn't stop. He eats from the beginning from 7 to 11. He eats straight. Every piece of meat, every piece of sushi, he gets everything. Dessert, liquor, he mixes the drinks. Mommy, she does it. Anyway, he plots. At 11 o'clock, he faints. Oishke sprayed on the floor. They call Hatzalah. They rush him to the hospital. The next day, Baruch Hashem, he makes it. He doesn't die, because some people would die after that experience. His lawyer sends a letter to the guy who made the party. He's suing him. Your food made me sick. He gets himself a powerful attorney. Dr. Leo Dessler, yeah, the powerful attorney could try to sue. But Lamaisa, if there's going to be a just court case, so they're going to have what they call in the court system discovery. Discovery basically means fact-checking, fact-finding. You can't just sue somebody and say you got sick. Why'd you get sick? Okay? And they're going to experiment and see that this guy put on the table poison. Did he put anything on the table that was actually dangerous to people's lives? Which Baruch Hashem now, good thing the president did, he's working now on illegalizing vaping. Because I've been screaming about this for years, that this is a sakonis lefashis. Now they know it is. And after all the discovery, they find out that every single minuscule piece of food that was served by that party was fresh and delicious and healthy. Nothing wrong with anything. But the guy plots, he was in the emergency room. Then they sent him to the ICU. Yeah, because he didn't stop. He didn't stop eating. And then the lawsuit was thrown out. So Dr. Eliyahu Dessler, when Shlomo HaMelech says that I checked and there's no satisfaction with Mazeh, he was saying, if that's Omarti, believe me, I'm going to go Vanascha. I'm going to go throw myself into Olam Hazeh. That's what I'm throwing myself into. Then you're going to end up in the ICU. That's what it's Shlomo HaMelech saying. You're going to end up in the ICU. He's not saying that there's no way to derive good pleasure from this world. The Eibishter created the world. Lahetiv Labrius. The Eibishter created the world. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good. And there are ways to enjoy. The Yerushalmi says at the end of Kiddush that a person is going to give a din v'cheshbin l'osad lova on anything I know that he could have had that he didn't have. Any positive experience that he had and he didn't take advantage. Hashem sent him an experience. The Trumas HaDeshen, the Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen, the Leket Yoshim, says that his Rebbe went on Shabbos to see two lions. They brought, those days they didn't have zoos. So it wasn't like you could spend a day and see all kinds of animals. Lions, you go through your whole life without ever seeing a lion. Right? You don't want to stop meet a lion somewhere, right? They didn't really have a controlled environment where you saw lions. But in the time of the Trumas HaDeshen, somebody came to town with two lions. That's what they captured two lions, they trained them, whatever. They were in a controlled situation. So the Leket Yoshua says, my Rebbe, the Trumas HaDeshen, went on Shabbos to see the lions. To see Maase Hashem, he went. And when his Talmud asked him, Shabbos, you know, is this a Shabbos-tick thing to see a lion on Shabbos? He said, if two lions, such a uncommon thing, happened in my city, when I come up to the Kisei HaKovod, the Eibishter and say, you didn't go to see my Bruim. You didn't go to see this unbelievable breed. You could have made a bracha. You didn't go. The Eibishter have tainus on me. They didn't have Hanoa. That means it is Shaykh to have Hanoa from Olam Hazeh. It is Shaykh to have Hanoa from Olam Hazeh. It depends how you use Olam Hazeh. Depends how you use Olam Hazeh. The Megala Amukas, one of the Goin HaGoinim, one of the Tzadikim of all generations. There's unbelievable stories with the Megala Amukas. But what the Olam maybe doesn't know is that he, when he was in the city, that he was Rav. One of the cities, one of the earliest cities, they became Rav. He wanted to leave. He was there for like a week. He decided he wants to leave. And he said there was one din Torah that happened the day that he wanted to leave that changed his mind. What was the din Torah? He says there was a baker that was mamish, a Talmud Chacham Muflik, tremendous Talmud Chacham. Came to din Torah together with a big gevir, one of the richest people in the city. What was the din Torah? This rich guy knew that this baker was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he couldn't take the fact that this guy was selling bagels every day, when he could be learning another time Shas. He could go through Shulchan Aruch again. He couldn't take it. See, he asked the guy, how much money do you make a week? It's very meager amount of money. How many bagels did he sell? 100 ruble a week. I'm giving you 100 ruble. I want you to sit and learn. The baker felt, as much as he didn't want to take it, he felt he has a responsibility to learn. If he's getting such an offer. So they made a deal, whatever, long-term deal, Yisachar Zvul, this guy's going to give him 100 ruble a week, he's giving up baking. So what was the dinter? They came to Magu Amukas for dinter. The baker said, listen to this, you think the baker will be in Gan Eden? Now instead of learning 8 hours a day, he could learn 15 hours a day or whatever. He, all the time that he spent baking and selling bagels, what's a shasya doing selling bagels? Going out of his mind. Right? Imagine Chaim Kanievsky making bagels. First of all, it probably wouldn't be that great. That's not his kunst. So you'd think the guy's in Gan Eden. He took the gevir to the dinter. Well, the gevir took him to the dinter. They were in a fight. What was the fight? He told the Megala Amukas, I lost my whole enjoyment in life. This is the shas he took. You lost your enjoyment in life. Now you can learn. What's going on? So I lost my entire enjoyment in life. It was a shock. He said it used to be, I would wake up early in the morning, I would make dough, take me an hour to make all the dough. And while I was making the dough, I was davening to Rebbeinu Shem, I should be matzlich. The dough should, you know, because if the dough doesn't come out good, the bagels stink. Mispalel, everything should work out with you never know with the dough. Then he told him, and then I have to let it rise for a certain amount of time, not too long, because that's not a good bagel, not too short. Vaita, I'm davening to the Rebbeinu Shem. He says, then I put it into water before I bake it, I boil it. That's the way you make bagels. That's also a whole crazy potluck. You don't know what's going to be. He says, Mamish, all the hours that I was baking, I was davening, Peseches Yodechu Mazbi Alecho Chayot. Out of Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shem. He says, now, I know my 100 ruble come every week. My whole life has changed. I want to go back to baking. The gevir said, no deal. We made a deal. Yisachar Zvul, here it is in writing. He can't back out of the deal. That was the dinter. Megala Amukas says, as a dinter, I'm staying in this city. I'm not leaving. If such a dinter could happen, if a baker could go to a dinter, he doesn't want to take money because he wants to be, then I'm staying. And that's what made him stay in the city. What do you see from the story? You see that baking bagels could give you satisfaction. If there's some kind of link to the Rebbeinu Shalom. In a sense, his baking bagels gave him a certain satisfaction he couldn't even get from a Tosis. Yeah, if he went out of Tosis, he wouldn't have enjoyed baking either. But the baking gave him a connection to Rebbeinu Shalom. That's shot into Yerushalmi and Kedushin. That a person is going to give a din v'cheshbon on every good thing that he could have experienced in this world, and he didn't. He didn't experience it. Because by not experiencing it, he lost that link that he could have had to the Rabbanim Shalom. And that's what Shlomo Melech is teaching us. Again, obviously it's a build-up as we keep on going. That Olam Haz is a Gevaldig Azach. Even though he keeps on saying Hevel HaVolam. The Hevel HaVolam is, like the Targum is saying, Anascha, if this becomes everything, you end up in the ICU. You're like the guy who fressed the whole night. But if it's done with a seichel, and it's done with a connection like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's done with Chesed, and it's done with Ava, then there's a tremendous amount of Gashmius Tekanoa that has spirituality to it, that could give you satisfaction. That could give you satisfaction. This past Shabbos, I was talking about Nachas. Nachas from the kinder, what you call it. So I could say now I'm heading towards 30 years being in this field, starting my 30th year Be'ez Hashem. So I said, in 30 years I came to a conclusion about Nachas. And I'm telling you the emes. I said, sigh in a marriage, sigh with children, sigh with... I said, I realized Nachas is in yourself. Nachas is in yourself. It's not in your kid. A guy could have the best kid in the world and be miserable. The kid's this, he's too much that, he's this. I've seen people that have kids that... Your uncle would love to have such a kid. But and they could sit for 6 hours telling you all the chesroinus with their kid. They don't have 1 ounce of nachas from this kid. Right? The other guy, he has a kid. No. Mr. Zegefauer, right? The kid has one good trait. And the folk, look at my kid. That's about chesed. Look at my kid, he's such a happy kid. I had a kid here once in yeshiva. He failed every single subject. There wasn't one subject that he passed. I met with his father. I remember it like yesterday. I met with his father. Just I'm schmoozing different ideas. Try this, try that. Whatever we tried. He just wasn't designed for this kind of stuff. Academics wasn't for him. The father told me, he says, Rabbi, I have to tell you, this kid lights up the room. He walks in the room. He had tremendous nachas from his kid. The other guy has a kid, he aces everything. Yeah, but he's lazy. He has personality. He's an action. The nachas comes from inside. Yeah, then you'll already find out I have nachas. The Eibishter gives you enough things to have nachas from. But then you already find out I have nachas. The Gashmis is the same way. If a person has the right perspective, then the Gashmius becomes a nachas for them. If a person has the wrong perspective, and that's what he's saying, anaschre, if the Gashmius becomes a cause on its own, you'll never be satisfied. We have a Rebbe / principal here in Yeshiva. I'm sure he doesn't mind. I'm going to tell you what happened with him. I was talking giving Shirin Koyelis. He changed his course of living because of this shmuz. He could tell you, he's probably here now in the building, Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb. He learned by me many years ago when he was still a bacher, then when he got married. And after he got married, he started going to law school. But he left law school. Obviously he left law school. Became a rov. First he became a rebbe in yeshiva. Became a rov. It was all one shmuz. What was the shmuz? I was giving shiurim in Koyelis. Taka Koyelis, the Sefer. And I said over Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai in Megillah. The Ben Ishchai says, the Gemara says in Megillah, how foolish are the Babylonians? They eat bread with bread. What does it mean? They take their bread and they eat the bread with another salad. In the time of Chazal, you would take the bread and dip it into a dip. So you swallow it better, you digest it better. These Babylonians, they would eat bread together with something else solid. That's nama benama. Frek the Ben Ishchai. The Gemara has nothing better to do than to criticize the Babylonian cuisine. Kamatipshoi. How foolish are they? That's the way they like it. What do you want from them? Listen to Goinus from Ben Ishchai. Look to Ben Ishchai. A lot of times you have a guy, he spends his whole life making money. He goes crazy. There are people who have a schedule. I have lawyers I deal with. I could call them 2, 3 in the morning. They're in their office. 2, 3 in the morning. Okay? Sometimes they tell me they're going to sleep in the office. So it's not Kedai to go home. Why should I go home? They go home and not Kedai. Zokta ben Ishchai. So you have these people. They're working their heads off. They work their heads off. They can't even think straight. They finally get home at the end of the day. They eat something. If they can't even enjoy what they're eating, ask them when they're eating. You say, why are you eating? I'm eating. I should be able to work tomorrow. When he's working, you say, why are you working? He says, I work because I have to be able to eat. So their whole life is a vicious cycle of nama benama. They're eating to work. They're working to eat. You have no life. That's your whole life. Your whole life is, I'm working like a behemoth to be able to work like a behemoth. I'm working like a behemoth to be able to sustain myself, so I should be able to work like a behemoth. Pretty crazy. That's kama tipshoy. If your life is just one cycle of what Shlomo Melech is saying here, anaschos libi, then your life is just one vicious cycle of nothingness. So Rabbi Gottlieb told me he was on his way into, he heard the shmuz, and then he was on his way into the city, to college. And as he was on the bus, with the traffic going into the city, he was watching the other side, coming out of the tunnel, also a bunch of people sitting, and he said, this is nama benama. I'm stopping this. I remember like yesterday, he came with his wife to my house, and we shmuzed. And for Shteitzach, I didn't discourage, and I have no regret from not discouraging that change of heart. That's nama benama. That's what Shlomo Melech said. So the emphasis is you could take the entire world and it could become a source of nachas for you. Or the whole world could be one big Yosef Das, Yosef Machiv. And that's mamish, the message of Shlomo Melech.